viewers are completely awake and they're really, really open-minded.
Are they really awake? Yeah. And what the thing is that if you're learning, then you're not really awake. Because once you're awake, you can't go back. Because some people, they think that they're woke, but then they'll run.
Thank you. Imagine, tell me why.
This is so goofy. Okay, CKUT 90.3 FM. It's Out of the Void Radio, coming to you at about 2:15 in the morning from Baltimore. I'm back in Baltimore, was just in Chicago. I love it here too much, so I'm back here. Who do I got on my left?
Benzo.
How you doing, Benzo?
Doing well. Thanks.
Yeah, it's good to have Benzo here. Benzo's been on the show before, you know, doing those Benzos and whatnot. who else do I got to Benzo's left?
Nico.
How you doing, Nico?
Chilling.
Yeah, Nico Nicolaias has been on the show before also a few times in Montreal. Now he's on the show here in Baltimore with me. It's good to have him. Who do I got next to Nick over there?
What up? It's Elias.
What
no
up?
Zos.
No Zos?
I can't think of my name with the Zo on. Eliazo.
Elizo?
Elizo. Okay.
Yeah, last time you were on this show, you were getting tattooed. How's that tattoo doing?
It's healing really well. I think it's my favorite tattoo. It's my only tattoo.
It's true.
How you feeling, Zach?
Yo, thanks for asking. No one really asks me that question ever.
I just want to know. I love you, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. But I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking. I'm here with some good close friends of mine, you know, in warm company. It's good to be here with everyone. And you just warmed my heart asking that question, so thanks.
I'm so glad, my friend.
Who's on your left?
I'm here with my lovely girlfriend.
Do I have to add a Zoe to my name?
You don't have to, but okay. You could.
Well, I'm just Magnus.
What's up, Magnus? How
Not
you doing?
Much. I'm doing good. Just got off a plane.
How was the plane?
It was really relaxing.
Nice.
I watched Beach Hunters.
What's Beach Hunters?
It's House Hunters, but on the beach.
Sick. I've never heard of that before.
It's pretty fun.
Damn, I'll check it out. You could plug it to our listeners. Everyone check out Beach Hunters. Apparently it's really fun. It's like House Hunters, but on the beach. Yeah. Does anyone over there want to get on the mic? I don't know. The microphone's right there.
Hello.
This backtrack is so goofy. What's up?
Not much.
What's your name?
I'm Rosalie.
How's it going?
It's going amazingly.
How does it feel to be on the radio right now?
Nerve-wracking.
I'm sure.
Brings me back to like high school radio, or not college radio shows.
Yeah.
And nobody would listen to them.
Yeah.
But I would still get so nervous to talk on it.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's all.
Well, you could be speaking into a void. This show is called Out of the Void. Because it could be a void, it might not be, but we're coming out of it. There's a guy that's definitely listening to you right now. His name's Yabuno, so you could say hi to him if you want.
Hey, Yabunos.
Yabuno.
Yabuno.
He makes really good reggae music. Everyone should listen to it. It's really sick. Yeah, it's pretty sick. Yeah, you could send the mic right there.
Hi, I'm Israel Patterson.
You just got to put the mic a bit closer to your mouth. What's up?
So I'm Israel Patterson.
Yeah.
I'm 5'8".
Okay.
And I'm cold sweating.
You're cold sweating?
Yeah.
Why are you cold sweating?
Because I'm cold and I'm sweating. I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to say to people in Montreal right now?
I don't know. Shovel your porch.
Yeah, there was a big snowstorm there.
Feed your dog. Maybe take a shower.
And clean your room.
Clean your room.
Yeah.
And tell your mom you love her. Or your dad. Or, like, your parental figure.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Sunny, do you want to speak? Sunny doesn't want to speak, but we have a friend named Sunny who's in the room. And she's watching TV. Anyways, this is Out of the Void. We got a special episode tonight. Canadian special. Out of the Void Canadian special with only Canadian content, or mostly Canadian content here in the U.S., we're gonna get right into the music because we might as well. My friend Ben's got some tracks he wanted to put. Why don't you tell us a little bit about them, and then we can get into them.
Well, Zach, I was born a unicorn. Well, and that's really all I can say. A long time ago, I was on the internet and I found a band called The Unicorns, and they're from Montreal, and Yeah, The Unicorns are great, right?
Sorry, I was just talking about loving the unicorns.
Yeah.
You know, We Were Born the Unicorns. I feel like that's the one song.
Yeah.
And Let's Get Known.
Let's Get Known. It's great. I when I was in sixth grade, I made a YouTube channel where I uploaded a bunch of rare unicorn demos. And I can say the word. Yeah, the YouTube channel is Fuck Mo D, if you want to listen to it.
Not Fuck Mode.
Not Fuck Mode. It's Fuck Mode with an extra E. I hope that I can say
fuck
that many times. All right.
What's the first track we're going to hear? And tell me why it's significant to you.
Let's see. So the first track is I Didn't Know, which is actually not The Unicorns. It was a previous project that, what's his face? Alden Penner, I think is his name. Had called All Makes Parts and Collision. Again, it's All Makes Parts and Collision. So it actually doesn't have the other dude in it, which his name is like Nick something. But yeah, it's pre-unicorns Unicornia.
Sick. Well, I'm really stoked to hear it. Never really listened to the unicorns, even though they're from Montreal. So, yeah, I guess let's get into it. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void, coming to you at about 2:21 in the morning, straight from Baltimore, Maryland. Good to be here. And stay tuned, and we'll be back real soon. Thank you.
Check this out, this is Flavor Flav, and you listening to C. Yo, check 1-2, this is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, and you listening to K. Yo, check 1-2, this is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, and you listening to CKUT, and the place to be, from the bottom to T.O.P.
about 2:40 in the morning. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void with a nice special Canadian episode with my friends from Baltimore, New York, Miami, Pittsburgh, and Newfoundland. Nick's from, oh, and Chicago. Benzo's from Chicago. You got anything to say about Chicago real quick?
The best city in the world.
Yeah, but most of all, we got Israel here, who's from Baltimore, which is where we're from. You got anything to say about Baltimore that, I don't know, you want to share with people in Montreal?
You guys should be able to illegally cross the street and not have to pay a fine. Your ticket prices are too high. You don't get ticketed for riding your bike through a red light or on the sidewalk or like without lights. It's really stupid, and you guys should petition against it. Start a revolution. Come to Baltimore and see what it's like. You might get hit by a car, but you might not. But you got freedom. Know your rights. Stand up.
Oh yeah, thanks. And come to Baltimore and get your catalytic converter stolen too. That's what happens when you come to Baltimore. My last time here, I got my catalytic converter stolen. But got it fixed for free. So come to Baltimore to get your catalytic converter stolen, because it'll be fixed for free by my friend Wax's dad, because he told me that he'll fix anyone in Montreal's catalytic converter for free if you call in to this number. Elias, what's the number?
Wait, for what?
Call in to 347-888-8796. That's my American number, and if you call that number, I will buy you orange julep when I'm back in Montreal, because...
Those are pretty good.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah.
Orange julep is... You know what Orange Julius is?
DJ Orange Julius. Shout out to DJ Orange Julius.
Yes.
He's on some Bronze 56K tracks.
Shout out to...
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good.
Anyway, about the Juliuses.
About the Juliuses. Okay, so Orange Julep in Montreal. Everyone listening to this knows what Orange Julep is, but it's the best place. Julep. It's J-U-L-E-P.
J-E-W. It's not J-E-W.
No. It's not. But it's really delicious. Hot dogs, poutine. They have spaghetti. But most of all, they have a very delicious orange beverage. And it's on the side of a major highway in Montreal. And it's just a giant orange on the side of the highway. It's like 3 stories tall. And it's just a huge orange on the side of the highway where you get poutine. Yeah, it's good. But yeah, anyways, if you call 347-888-8796 tonight, I'll buy you a jug of orange julep. I'll buy everyone except for Yabuno one, because I've already done it for Yabuno. You can only win this contest once, so if you call 347-888-8796, I'll get you orange julep. Anyways, Elias, you got anything you want to say? I have something special to put on after this.
I'm excited because after this radio show, we're about to sing some karaoke and shit. I've never done that, so... I've never done karaoke. Well, actually, at my house, I've done karaoke. I had this weird, like, box machine that, like, projected people that were singing as, like, silhouettes onto a static TV screen.
Sick.
Either way, I'm hyped. I'm excited. The tracks were slamming in the past, like, this whole radio show. They were slamming.
Hell yeah.
It's not over yet.
Well,
Bad
yeah.
Boys.
I'll go through the tracks we heard so far. We heard Signal from the Noise by Bad Bad Not Good. Key to Love by Bad Bad Not Good again and Joni Yano. Help Me, Joni Mitchell. These Days Are Old, Spooky Reuben. What were the two unicorn songs we heard again, Ben?
I Don't Know and Super Tough by All Makes Parts and Collision.
Yeah, thanks. Anyways, I have a special interview that I recorded on the streets of Baltimore here to put on this episode. Baltimore is a really cool city. People are very friendly sometimes. depending on who you encounter, but generally a lot friendlier than people in, you know, ordinary people in Montreal. People just talk to you. It's that southern comfort because it is past the Mason-Dixon line. So they ain't the South, but they're considered the South still. It is the South, but it's not the South. Yeah, Baltimore people do have... no one could hear this conversation because none of you have this mic, but... I have a really special interview to put on that I recorded on the streets here. It's with this guy, Abu, the flute maker, and he makes flutes, saxophones, trumpets, any sort of instrument, drums out of found objects. He made drums out of army helmets, like a saxophone out of PVC pipe. A bunch of really cool stuff, and super friendly guy with really cool outlook on things that I feel like those in Montreal would appreciate. He's been to Montreal before, so he has some words to say about the city. And I'm just going to throw it on. Thanks for listening to us ramble a little bit. This is Out of the Void at about 2:45 in the morning on CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's throw the interview on. All right, CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void Radio, coming with a special segment out of Baltimore. I'm here on the street with two friends I just made. Who do I got to my right?
AWOL artist.
And who else do I got?
Abu the flute maker.
All right, well, let's get straight into it. Abu, who are you? What do you do? Tell me about yourself.
I'm known in Baltimore as Abu the flute maker. I'm a musical master craftsman. I craft all types of musical instruments out of found objects. I have over 100 instruments that I've made out of things that people have thrown away. I'm going to demonstrate one of my instruments right now. I call this a plumber phone. It's made out of PVC. And I'm going to give you a demonstration of how it sounds. Turn it down.
That's all good. But anyways, yeah, I got something nice. If anyone was able to see this thing, it's pretty crazy. It's a white PVC pipe with like a funnel on the end, and he turned it into a full-out sax. It's pretty crazy. How'd you discover to make that?
Well, I've been experimenting with different things since I've been making flutes for 50 years. So anything that's round has a cylindrical shape. I've been turning it into horns and flutes, and that's what ended up happening. And this one here, this is horn. So your phone don't take pictures.
No, it doesn't take pictures. You just got to give a good description of it.
I can send it to you. I can text some pictures to you.
For sure.
This is a transmission funnel, $3. Alto saxophone mouthpiece fits on it perfectly. Alto mouthpiece is $10. The reed in it is $3. We got $16. So this is what a $16 saxophone sounds like. I need a new reed, some damp out here.
Okay. That's crazy, though. These are all so awesome.
Yeah, so I have a bunch of instruments.
Yeah, what sparked this this interest in making these recycled instruments?
Perfect pitch noise became notes. So I started making instruments out of all types of found objects, mm-hmm. things that make noise. I hear the notes, and I say, oh, this could be a note. And that's what happened when I made the xylophone out of mirrors. I cut and tuned the glass and made a serious marimba or xylophone out of the glass, out of the mirrors. I have a clock guitar. I have a bass harp out of a garbage can. I have a double barrel nose flute, which is the only one in the world. I have a oud, a one string, what it would be like a one string guitar, if there's such a thing. It's like, and I can play that. I wish I had pictures to show you, which I am going to send you some. And I can't even name all the instruments now that I am, because it caught me a little off guard. But I got a bunch of instruments that I made out of found objects. I have a steel drum that I made from a steel pot and pan. I have a kalimba, an African thumb piano, made from a sardine can and jumbo bobby pins.
What key is that?
This is in the key of G, Capricorn.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, it's in the key of G.
Man.
But you can put them in different...
And are these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 notes?
It's nine of these. For five, this is not a pentatonic. This is a diatonic. But the pentatonic one would have five of these keys.
Okay.
Actually, six, because you go up one extra octave to
come. Gotcha.
You know, that's why the guitar has six strings.
So
it goes from E to E. Right? Yes.
Awesome. Man. And what about the little plug-in
there? This is mixed electric. I just add this little pickup inside so I can jack it into an amp, so when I'm doing a full auditorium, it brightens the whole thing up. So
it's all super creative. It's awesome.
I usually use a nail
awesome.
To go through these instead of this. I got some, and I used to show off television. See, you can see I nailed it. But anyway, I have a lot of these people ordering. They ordered seven of them for her employees. She's making them gift to her for Christmas.
Oh, that's nice of her.
And they come with, I put them with the Velcro strap so you can slap it on you. Right?
And Abu, you said you're 81 years old, right?
81 years old, born March 10, 1940.
That's wild.
Yes, I've been making instruments since 1971.
Mm-hmm.
I was 31 years old when I started doing this.
Before any of us were born.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Basically. Oh, my goodness. That's right.
Yeah, that's wild. Well, before I ask him some questions, maybe just give me a bit of background about yourself, a history of how you ended up where you are today.
Anyway, I've been making...
And how to find you.
Yeah, how to find you.
Oh, my goodness. You can find me in Baltimore. And my... you can go on Google Abu the Flute Maker, or go to YouTube and check out a lot of my instruments. And I'm located in Baltimore. They call me Baltimore's own Pied Piper because I have over 100 musical instruments made out of found objects. They named a street after me in Baltimore.
No way.
Yeah, the name of the street is Abu the Flute Maker Way.
No way.
And that's on Madison Avenue and McMicken between Utah and McCullough Street. And like I say, if they can contact me in Baltimore.
Mama, I made it.
Yeah, Mama, cool, I made it. Man. Yeah, that's right. So, anyway.
And we could contact you.
You can contact me. I'm in Baltimore. My address is 2596 Druid Park Drive.
There you go.
Baltimore, Maryland, 21215. I guess they can call me, too. My phone number.
Uh-huh.
443-814-7464. You can call me for bookings and concerts.
Can we YouTube
and
you
can
as well?
Yes, you can YouTube me. As you'll see a lot of my instruments on YouTube. And if you Google me, you'll find a lot of things. And
that's
somebody,
Abu, A-B-U.
A-B-U.
Cool.
And it's pronounced like Abu, like if you're pronouncing peek-a-boo without the peak. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. Abu. A-B-U, and it means father. An old guy gave me that name years ago when I got out of the Air Force. I looked up to him like a big brother, and he said, since you don't know who your father is, we'll give you the name Abu. Perchance you'll be a good father to a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I only have nine.
Oh, that's all.
That's all.
Man, you got a whole squad.
I got 17 grandkids and eight great-grands. And I feel good at 81. I feel better at 81 than I did at 51. I feel great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes,
Thanks for sharing all that. All right, I want to ask you one more question. You said that you've been to Montreal before. Yes. Tell me about it. Tell me about your experience, because you said no one wanted you to leave, so I just want to hear about it real quick.
I performed up in Montreal, Quebec. That was, oh my goodness, it had to be at least 25 years ago. And they didn't want me to leave because I demonstrated a lot of my instruments that I had crafted up there, and they had fun listening to me. I was at the... where they had the Olympics.
The Olympic Stadium, yeah.
That's where I was at. And it was just a wonderful experience. I rented a bike up there to ride around.
Yeah, it's a great place to do it.
I enjoyed it. It looked like the women ran everything.
Yeah, everything there is beautiful in Montreal, for sure.
Very wonderful. I had a wonderful time. They didn't want me to leave, and I didn't want to leave. The only reason why I came back to Baltimore is because my family was here, and I had some young daughters and everything. But if I was single and free, I would have stayed up there. That was the most wonderful experience in my life and one of the best places I've ever traveled to. I used to fight lightweight in the Air Force, and I did a lot of traveling. But the best place I've ever been to was in Montreal, Canada.
Definitely. It is definitely the best place. I appreciate that.
I wouldn't mind going back again.
You got to come back then and hit me up. Get back on the show. We could get something going for sure and connect.
I would love to.
Before I pass the mic over to AWOL over here, I just wanted to ask if you had any advice to anyone listening, trying to do what you're doing or making music, making instruments.
I feel like everybody has been, the good Lord gave everybody a gift, but everybody's gift haven't been unwrapped. Mine was unwrapped when I was 31, and some people don't realize what they got. And I always tell children, never say what you can't do until you try. Because I never knew that I had such skills. I never knew I had perfect pitch until I was 31. I was always a percussionist, never played things by mouth. And when I got that flute and made that sound, and I found out that I could play a song without practicing by ear, I said, wow. And then that became my gift. I quit my job, and I started making music instruments out of all types of items, starting out with flutes. And I was making flutes according to a person's astrological keynote. Everybody has a note that they harmonize to and that they talk in. 12 notes in music, 12 signs in the zodiac, and the good Lord gave everybody a note. If you're Aquarius, your note is A. Pisces, your note is B. Aries, your note is C sharp. Taurus, the bull's note, is E flat. Leo's note is B flat. Cancer is G sharp. Virgo is C. Sagittarius is F. Cancer is G sharp. Libra is D. Who am I leaving out? Taurus, left out.
Gemini
is F sharp. Libra is D. Capricorn is G. Sagittarius is F.
Everyone's got their note.
Everybody got their note, and that's the note they talk, sing, and hum in. And it doesn't matter your race or your age or your sex. All Geminis is F sharp. All Cancers is G sharp. All Aquarius is A, okay? And all Capricorns are G. Get yourself a harmonica in your note. You'll be surprised how quick you'll learn to play it. Put that harmonica in your mouth, put on a song that you're crazy about, you'll find yourself not necessarily playing the melody of the whole song, but you'll definitely be working with that band. Mm-hmm. If somebody walks past, they're going to think you're a part of the band. And that's about all I know to tell you about this.
Yeah, thanks a bunch for that. That was awesome.
You're quite welcome. You take care.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, check it out.
Slim Kid.
Fat Lip.
This is Imani. This is the Far Side.
That's who we are. Yo, check it out. We're just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Imani, what station are we on?
CKUT.
90.3
FM. Coolin'.
Little seagull on a marble stand, come to. There ain't nothing here for free. Look on the corner, waiting for a train. Sidewalk, sleeping in the rain. My